Gemara says on the top of Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, Amar Abaye, Tevis Anah, Hel Vasa Yad, the name of a Milsa. Once we're talking about Tevis Anah, let's say a Chiddush in this din of Tevis Anah. So the Gemara says, Tevis Anah Leisha. The Tevis Anah goes to the Isha Havya. Disak Daik El Baal, if you're going to tell me it goes to the Baal, then Lemele Le Edom, I am Sodinach. Then the Edom could tell, what were we mapsed to do? Have a Mizamna, so the Tevis Anah, Baal have a Shalka Minach. Even if we would have sold it, the Baal would have taken away from you, and therefore we have no Chiv to pay you. Elamai, you see from here that the Tevis Anah goes to the Isha, not to the Baal. Now, L'chay, you can ask the Kashu here, that what's the Raya? L'chay, L'aylam, you could say that the Tevis Anah goes to the Baal. But Afal Picha, they don't have to pay, because they were mapsed something from her. What were they mapsed? They're mapsed that schus that she has, that option, that possibility, that if the Baal will die, be Megasha, she'll get her Ksuba. That possibility that she has to potentially maybe get her Ksuba, that they took away, and that's a davar which is shava mamon, that has monetary value, and we see that she could sell to other people. Other people could buy that schus, they'll pay money for it, so that's obviously worth money to her as well, and they took that away from her. So maybe the chiv tashumun will be for taking away that schus, and la'ilam, you could say that the tevis anah goes to the Baal. What's the raya from here? The tevis anah goes to the isha. So this kash is asked by the Nesivis in Siman Kuf Mem Ches, and he wants to answer this al pi gavaldik yisayd that he says, a very important yisayd in Dine Mazik. He says like this, he wants to be mechadish that the inyan of paying tashulman for being mazik chavera is only when you're mazik a davar that has shabbos be'etzem that you could sell it and get money for it. But something which does not have shabbos be'etzem, something which is not inherently worth money, it's not something people pay money for, even though it's worth a lot of money to you because it might have sentimental value, whatever it is, to you it's worth a ton of money, but if it's not a davar that has shabbos be'etzem that you could be meicher and get money for it, that's not considered a shabbos, and you don't have to pay for that. That's not considered a hezek. A hezek is a davar that you're mazik that I could get money by selling it. And Mele says over here, even though it might be worth money to the Isha because she has that option of maybe getting a ksuba one day, but being that she can't sell it, that's not a bar mechira, it's not called a hezek, and for that, the Edom would not have to pay. That's the Yisrael he wants to take out from here. Now, Luchar over here, he's saying even a bigger chiddush, it's not so pasha, because it really is worth money to her, and it is a davar that people will pay money for. So it is a davar that's bar mechira, just that she can't make the money off that mechira because it's going to go to the Baal. So it sounds like he's saying that it's not enough that people would pay for it to make it a davar that you have to pay nezik for, but it has to be something that you could bepile, go ahead and sell it, there's a market value that people will pay you for it, and you could get the money, then have to pay for the hezik. But if you can't get the money anyways, for whatever reason, even if it's a technical reason that's going to go to the Baal, that means it does not have a shabbos betzim by you, and there's no tashlum in ezikin, because tashlum in ezikin is not for taking away a potential profit, but for taking away that schus that I could have made money by selling it, and anything which I can't sell and make money, or I'm not going to make money if I sell it, there's not going to be a chiyav hezek, and therefore there's not a right from here, the tevis anah goes leisha.